Actually, I think I'll start with a short reflection about effort. So, in this practice, effort is not about trying to stay with an object or trying to notice an object more closely. Instead, effort is about reminding ourselves simply to be aware and to be curious with that awareness, what that awareness is aware of. So the level of effort in our practice how much we make effort is more about how frequently we remind ourselves to be aware. So initially, in our connection with practice, we may need to remind ourselves more frequently. That first day when we started talking about this practice, I said, I reminded us all, and just right now again, to notice the sensations of your hands. Notice the sensations of your feet, the contact of where your body is contacting the chair or ground, your hips or your back, your feet. Maybe notice a breath. And as I name each of those areas, probably it's not very hard to notice them. It's just right there. Just for a second, we know, oh, there's the hands. There's the breath. So that's the amount of effort that we make in a moment. And then the question about the level of effort is about how frequently do we need to do that? Do we need to kind of connect to remembering, attend to something, be with experience? I sometimes use an analogy. Some of you are probably tired of this analogy, but I'll use it anyway. It's very evocative. There's those little kick scooters that kids ride, those razor scooters. They stand on a platform and put their foot on the ground and push. Not a motor scooter here. This is a manually powered scooter or a foot powered scooter. So you put your foot on the platform and you have to tap on the ground to get the scooter going. So you might, standing on that scooter, put your foot down and try to push really hard so that you could go fast right to start off. But that doesn't create much stability. You know, it's more effective to do really light taps, go a little ways and tap some more, go a little ways and tap some more, and then a momentum builds up on the scooter. And then after a momentum has built up, you can ride for a little ways. And then you start noticing when the scooter gets a little wobbly and you put your foot down and you tap again, and then you can ride a little bit more. So the practice, the level, the way we make effort is kind of like that. And we remind ourselves to be aware, we notice, we check in with awareness. And at the first, we may need to just recognize, be aware. Oh, is there awareness here? Where? Where? You may need to kind of remember to check more frequently. But as we remember to check, as we check frequently, that light touch, like with the scooter, the tap, the light tap multiple times, and the level of effort is a light touch, just enough to know this for this moment, and then doing it again. That light touch, moment after moment, begins to build a momentum of awareness. And so after a while, we we can back off the amount of reminding and kind of just ride the wave of the awareness that's there. And then we need to kind of be curious or start to get familiar with when the awareness starts to get wobbly, when it starts to get weaker or starts to kind of pull out into thought. So there's various ways that we get familiar with the wobbliness of awareness. And as we notice that, then it's useful again, remember awareness, remember to notice this. And it may simply be what we notice there is wobbliness. It's a little different than it's almost as if we had some kind of magic scooter that as soon as we noticed it was wobbly, that it would straighten up and stop being wobbly. That kind of recognition of, the mind is getting pulled to thought. Already that's a connection with awareness again. What is it like to have the mind pulled with thought? What's that experience like? And then kind of noticing how frequently do we need to connect with reminding ourselves to be aware. Now, when there is a little bit of momentum, a little bit of kind of sense of connection with awareness, if we were to keep reminding ourselves in that time, kind of checking in, am I aware? Am I aware? Am I aware? That's actually getting in the way of the mindfulness, what the mindfulness can do naturally. And so the tuning, the effort, this kind of this art form of the practice, it takes a little bit of skill. It takes some recognition of what the experience of awareness is like. And then a kind of just playing with it. Does it feel like, sometimes it feels like if you're riding that scooter, for instance, if there's a momentum on that scooter and you put your foot down to tap some more, it may actually slow you down. If there's a good momentum there, it could actually slow you down a little bit to actually tap your foot on the ground. It can cause some drag. And so the same kind of thing can happen with the mindfulness. If there's a momentum of mindfulness, if the mind is already noticing what's here, what's happening, mind is already aware of awareness. Asking yourself or checking in, is there awareness, is kind of slowing the mind down. And yet there are times when the mind is a little bit wobbly or a little bit stagnant, and using that reminder will brighten the mind. And so playing with it, seeing, checking into the frequency of how useful that is. It will vary at different times of the day, different parts of the sitting, different conditions will affect our ability to stay connected with the practice. And so it's not like we can find our level of effort and just stay there. Every 2 seconds, remembering to be aware, that's what I got to do. Doesn't work like that. It's much more dynamic and responsive to the conditions of your experience. So we'll settle into meditation together. Just noticing how you are in this moment. It doesn't need to be any different than it already is. It's kind of opening to how is this being in this moment? As if you were, or there were a dear friend kind of checking in with you. How are you? And then not responding verbally, but just being with, as if that friend could just intuit how you are by sitting quietly with you. And with that, checking in with yourself, exploring some allowing. It's okay to be this way in this moment. Also, this checking in might reveal areas of holding or tightness or tension. Sometimes simply noticing that, noticing, oh yeah, there's some tension there, without resistance, without judgment, but just, oh, there's some tension. Sometimes just that recognition will support the kind of beginning of relaxation, release of that tension. Sometimes just the recognition of how you are can already begin the process of settling and relaxation. And sometimes it's helpful to invite some relaxation, especially at the beginning of the sitting, remembering that relaxation is a supportive condition for that natural capacity to be aware. So maybe there can be relaxation of body, and perhaps to the inside of the body, there can be a softening in the core, deep within the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And maybe too, we can invite the mind to rest. Invite the mind to relax. Letting go of trying to do something, trying to get something, trying to change or fix something, trying to hold on to something, and just be. Allowing our human system with its sensitive organs That's receivers, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the skin, and the mind. Just letting them receive, which they do. Naturally and easefully when we're not so tied up with them. And remembering awareness. Are you aware? What is obvious? What is happening? With that awareness. Checking the awareness in this way. Am I aware? Aware? Just asking that question. Perhaps you could use the question consciously in your mind, or just, or as almost a nod of the head towards connecting, kind of a felt sense of connecting. Aware. Am I aware? And then there can be kind of a resting with that and seeing. Aware and what? Sometimes it's like asking that question of, am I aware? Kind of like ringing a doorbell. And then you just stand there and wait, see what answers the door. Don't try to break down the door, get to the other side. Just be available to be present when the door opens. Am I aware? Present with alertness and curiosity, receiving. And again, aware. Sometimes there's a lot going on, or there's some struggle. A little more frequent connection can be helpful. And yet sometimes we can have a longer pause between each check. As there's a little more momentum to the practice, sometimes instead of checking awareness, we might just simply recognize there is awareness. That to me has a lighter touch to it. It's like, yeah, awareness is here. It's a slightly less effortful flavor of effort. Already aware. Experience already known. No need to do it. Just available and recognizing it. Already aware. And then aside from the connection with effort itself, of reminding ourselves to be aware, to connecting with awareness, there's some supports for effort. Some other qualities that naturally move towards effort. One of those is curiosity. Sometimes we can be curious. There's things happening here, and maybe it could be, what else is happening right now? Or how is this affecting the body? Again, not trying to answer the questions, and just allowing the question to spur or naturally connect to our mind's interest in understanding what's happening. What else is happening? Again, kind of like ringing that doorbell, not looking, but ready to be available. Confidence also supports effort, trust in the practice, trust that we can be with experience. Trust that it's valuable to connect with whatever is happening. All of this is fuel, is encouragement to engage. Sometimes, if we're feeling a bit of a struggle, it can be helpful to remember how practice has supported us. That may support us to be willing to engage, willing to be here with experience. Are you aware? What is happening? What is being received? How are the senses being touched by the world? Curious about this human experience. Another support for our capacity to be here, to connect, especially in a time of struggle, is reminding ourselves what we have understood. It's just thinking. It's nature, conditions unfolding. Of course, this is happening. Sometimes these kinds of reminders, wisdom reminders, can create a container of a little bit more willingness, a little bit more capacity to be with. To connect. And checking the attitude from time to time. If the mind is struggling with the practice, struggling with effort, what's the relationship? What's the view or the belief in the mind about what is happening? Are you aware? Fundamentally, the practice is so simple, so little to do, and yet so much that can be seen in that simplicity of being with. The simpler the practice, the simpler the awareness, just receiving, the more that can be seen.
Thank you.